This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Aviation officials in Pakistan say a passenger jet has crashed in a populated area near the southern port city of Karachi. Officials are quoted as saying the Airbus 320, operated by the state-run Pakistani International Airlines, had 99 passengers and a crew of 8 aboard. The plane was flying from Lahore when it crashed. A witness said the pilot tried 2 or 3 times to land at Jinnah International Airport before the plane went down. No early word on either possible survivors or casualties. Rescue operations are underway. Going into this Memorial Day weekend here in the United States, the latest pandemic numbers from Johns Hopkins University can be described in one word: devastating. There have been almost 95,000 fatalities in the U.S., with a COVID-19 case count moving toward 1.6 million. The figures worldwide: more than 5.1 million coronavirus infections, with 333,000 lives lost. The spread of the disease is picking up speed in Latin America, Russia, and the Indian subcontinent. India, with 1.3 billion people, has seen its biggest single-day case count. The same is true for Mexico and Brazil, which now reports the third largest number of COVID-19 cases anywhere, at some 310,000, with more than 20,000 deaths. Meanwhile, here in the U.S. and elsewhere around the globe, countries are continuing efforts to restart their battered economies. All 50 American states are moving at separate paces to get people back to work. This in light of the latest U.S. unemployment numbers. The pandemic over the past 7 weeks has pushed 38.6 million Americans to file for jobless benefits, 2.4 million of them last week alone. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says when U.S. unemployment peaks this month or next, it could be as high as 25%, a level last seen during the Great Depression almost a century ago. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.